The Coalition Memorial is miles from the nearest town. Across the road from a cornfield, 12 huge white panels with flower boxes in front of each one stand quietly. They bear the names, pictures, and cause of death of more than 4,000 soldiers from 28 countries who've died while serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. Levi Sisk, with his 8-year-old son Zachary and his 7-year-old nephew Devante, stand in front of one panel reading the story of Lieutenant Terrence K. Crow of Grand Island, New York.
Killed during a rocket-propelled grenade and small arm fires attack on a unit in Tal Afar, Iraq on June 7, 2005.
I think it's important to instill respect in them for what's going on around them and the price of freedom.
Madison, Wisconsin.
The memorial is the work of Chet Borowski, a county mental health worker who decided soon after the war began that those who've died and continue to die in America's current wars need to be remembered as individuals. Levi Sisk says it's a place he needs to come to be reminded of that.
This is incredible how many people are here. And you show up and you see the face, and you realize it's not just a name, it's not just a rank, it's a person.
The pictures and stories connected to each person on the memorial include not only battlefield deaths, but also those of soldiers who committed suicide or were killed by fellow soldiers. There's surprise in young Zachary Sisk's voice as he reads the entry for Lieutenant Lewis Allen from Milford, Pennsylvania.
Because it says murdered by an American soldier during an explosive attack at Operating Base Danger in Tikrit, Iraq on June 8, 2005.
Memorial curator Chet Borowski knows the details of that attack, and sitting at his computer in his home behind the memorial, he pulls up one of the thousands of Word files he's created linked to each of the soldiers who've died. In this case, he says Allen and another soldier, Captain Philip Esposito, were killed by a staff sergeant in their own unit.
At first it was thought to be a mortar attack because there was an explosion, and in fact, the soldier, for some reason, out of anger, threw fragmentation grenades in these two men's quarters. So there is very few places, as we know, that are safe in Iraq.
But the memories of these two men are safe on the panels of Borowski's memorial and in the virtual memorial at his website. He says one day he hopes to raise the money to build a permanent, high-tech, interactive memorial.
Because this is the 21st century, and it may be quite some time before this memorial is built, I want family members to be able to come up to the wall, to touch the name, and when they touch the name, I want liquid crystal images of their loved one to appear.
Outside, as he waters the flowers in front of each panel, Borowski says until he can build a permanent one, he'll continue to add names and pictures to this much more low-tech memorial outside his home.
There's absolutely no way I could stop doing this.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.